in the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Do you ever use the word Sabbath?
Occasionally, not often. It would usually be in connection with something about the church. It's not a word I use for everyday talk.
Well, when you think of the word Sabbath, what do you?
Sunday.
And how do you greet somebody in the early part of the day like now?
Good morning.
How until when do you say that?
Noon.
And then what do you say then?
Good afternoon. Or I don't believe I'd really say good afternoon, but if I were going to say anything of that sort, that's what I would say.
How would you greet somebody? Just, you know, if I walked into your house this afternoon, you'd say, well,
maybe, how are you this afternoon?
And until when? I mean,
probably about 5, and then I think of evening as being from late afternoon until dark, and then night after dark.
Well, do you ever say good day?
No.
When you meet or when you leave anybody?
No. Goodbye.
And how do you greet someone if they're leaving your house after dark?
Good night.
And do you ever say that when you're meeting someone?
No.
And if you started to work this morning before it was light outside, you'd say you started before?
Sun up.
And then you didn't
sunrise, of course, but sun up would come more automatically.
And you worked until after?
Dark.
Or
sundown.
And
But I talk about a pretty sunset, of course, but we don't usually talk about it as a time of day.
And today is Monday, so yesterday was
Sunday.
And Sunday was
the Sabbath.
And Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
And
Sunday was yesterday too. I'm sorry.
My fault. If someone came on Sunday, not yesterday, but the earlier Sunday.
Sunday a week ago.
And if he was leaving, not next Sunday, but the
Sunday week.
And if someone stayed at your house from the 1st until about the 15th of the month, and I said, how long is he here? You say, he stayed about
2 weeks. I wouldn't say fortnight. In fact, I don't know when I learned that a fortnight was 2 weeks, but that's what I'd say, 2 weeks.
And if you want to know what time it is, you ask.
What time is it?
And someone would look at their
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 and 8, they'll say it's
7:30.
Or any other way of saying that?
7:30.
What about if it's 15 minutes later than that?
9:45.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, well, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
And if this is 1976, but 1975 was
last year.
And if a child just had his third birthday, you say he is
3 years old.
And if something happened on March 1st, 1975, you say, well, that happened exactly
1 year ago today.
And the things that rain come from?
Clouds.
What do you call a day like that? It's not cloudy and the sun's shining and it's just not, and the wind's not blowing. It's going to be a nice day. So
a clear day, a calm day.
And what about the opposite kind? Not when it's raining, but when it's
cloudy, dreary, I'd probably say.
And what about if the weather is, if it's a day like today, it's pretty outside, but then the clouds start to come out and you know it's going to start raining. The weather's doing what?
Clouding up.
And what about if it's the opposite things happen? If it's a cloudy, dreary day and the clouds start to go away and the sun starts to come out, the weather
is clearing up.